Live from the Man Cave, it's Flag on the Play with HB and Bud. We're going to talk Jags, Gators, and all things North Florida sports, because we're Duval till we die. Flag family,
we don't give a damn what's good, because today is because we mad.
It's mad. You're not mad.
It's mad Monday.
Matter of fact, I am mad. Every episode from now on until we do better is mad Monday. But before we start off, Bud, I didn't tell y'all I was gonna start with this. Real quick, I thought about this. What pleasure are we getting from sports right now? We actually changed our guys' group chat to "Our teams are so bad that it's ruining our friendship," because it's true. Yes. So
we were FOTP family. Me, HB, and a few of our other friends, we've know y'all seen Ghostbusters 2 before, mm-hmm, when they were in the pink slime and they got out the sewer and they were at each other's throats.
And the pink slime.
I'm going to tell y'all today, FOTP family, me, HB, some of our friends, we got into a big argument. I'm talking about, I'm sick of you. You sick of me.
Guys we've been friends with and talking to every day for over 10 years.
And we're all yelling, serious. And we're all yelling and screaming at each other. I need y'all to go watch. First off, it's October. Spooktacular. Go back and watch Ghostbusters 2. So we're yelling, screaming, getting mad at each other. The HB, just like in the movie, because they're like, hey, guys, what are we doing? HB calm everybody down. He's like, we're killing each other. And it was like, I said, man, it's like the ooze from Ghostbusters.
It really is.
Sports is making us so mad at each other.
Right. And we got to figure out who the hell Vigo is so we can slay Vigo.
Because we are angry with each other. We are so angry with each other.
And let me tell you, man, because like, it's funny you say that, because on the thread, on the guy's thread, we have in that chat, and this ain't your chat, Superfan Steve. This is not your chat. This is the other guy's chat that you abandoned years ago. Dang, Superfan Steve might have been gone for what, 5 years now?
Yeah, Superfan Steve been gone for a minute.
Bud, your mic's rattling around now. It's on your beard. What you got going?
I was trying to get it together. I'm good now.
Okay, we good. We good, Flat Family. So, like, all right, like, in this chat, bare minimum, the main group of the chat that has been there since day one has been talking to each other every day for bare minimum 6 years. Bare minimum 6 years we've had that chat. The chat has existed for longer than 6 years. However, mm-hmm, we've been in that chat and talked to each other every day for 6 years, and it may have been the most angry and vitriol that chat has ever been towards each other. And I'm going to start the show by doing this. I am, as co-host and co-founder and creator of this illustrious podcast,
and CEO of
Hater Bear Media, which means I do what the hell I want. They used to call me Joe Claude. Now they call me Batman. You feel me? By the way, I was years old when I discovered that Batman has his mouth open on his cow so that the police knows that he's white.
Get to the damn point.
So today, with all the power vested in me, I am officially lifting the moratorium on the Florida State University. You are welcome back on the pod. We shall officially talk about you every week. And you know why, Fag Family? Because this is so depressing, I need a good laugh. You feel me? So every week, FSU, we gonna talk about you in the college segment, because we're not gonna make it through the season if something happened like what happened this week. It's not gonna make it through
the
season.
It was pretty bad.
So I am officially lifting your moratorium. You do no longer have to wait 3 games. You are officially back on the pod, Florida State, and you shall stay and remain on the pod until further notice, because we need something positive to talk about. And you know what's positive to talk about? Florida State being done as a program. That's very positive for me and Bud.
What? Come on, man. They just won a game.
Oh, okay. Who they beat?
Syracuse.
Ooh, look at that, guys. You guys beat the Oranges. Y'all beat the Oranges.
The Syracuse Orange Man. The Orange Man.
The Orange Man. The Orange Man, as the black ladies and grandpa say. The Orange Man. But Flag Family, before we lift the moratorium on FSU, and I know they had beat Syracuse, and so it might not be that fun to bring
and
y'all
walk,
back this
and
week.
Walk off fashion. Walk off fashion.
Walk barely. Y'all know that lady from that meme passed away. That's kind of sad. I'm a female. That's you know, it's crazy, bro. The old, and by the way, y'all know that was almost 10 years ago that meme came out.
Wow. I'm legally blind.
Yeah, that was almost 10 years.
POP, hold me down.
The same thing happened. I think the lady from Ain't Nobody Got Time for That, I think she's not in good health condition either. But yeah, bro. Before we get the moratorium lifted, and I know y'all had won the Syracuse thing or whatever. I brought y'all back because I know next week it will not be the same as this week. So
they beat UNC last year.
Ain't happening, boy. UNC got a first round quarterback. Ain't happening, boy.
Oh my God.
Syracuse might as well be coached by Marone or Tom Coughlin. Anyways, like we always do this week, we're gonna start off with the 700-pound elephant in the room. Now, Bud, last week I picked what we were gonna address first about this game with the Jags versus the Bengals. You can go ahead and pick this week what we're addressing first.
From the Jags-Bengals game?
Yes, sir.
Other than the fact of everybody knows, almost doesn't count. We were so close. God, T-Law was slinging that thing. God almighty. T-Law is a man. He's 40. It looked so good. They came out so good, man. It just broke my heart.
Yeah,
I mean, the entire team, man, offense was clicking, defense was clicking, everything was clicking until the second half.
Now, let
and
me
it
say
all
this.
Went to hell.
Let me say this real quick. And it, since you started on a positive note, which I shouldn't have let your bitch ass do that, but let me say this real quick. Something interesting about that, right? Football is such a weird, strange game or whatever, right?
Yes, it is.
It really is. Like, it's in soccer, which Bud hates, but still sport. And it's a good reference sport for a lot of things.
Why are you telling people I hate soccer?
You do, my boy. Because every time I mention something, you'd be like, what's that?
I really do. But don't tell the FOTP family that. I'm pretty sure we got fans all around the world. I'm pretty sure.
I was just about to say, all our London listeners right now, Bud hates football, y'all.
I am a fan of
Tottenham Hotspur.
Come on, you Spurs.
That's pretty good, actually. I'm not even. It's come on, you Spurs. You sound like you being a little racist, Bud. But I'm gonna let it slide.
What am I supposed to? Come on, you Spurs.
That's racist. Why do he sound like the why do he sound like the Pringles man? Like, what's going on, my guy? Like,
come on, you Spurs.
Get in. At least sound like you from the streets of London, not like from the Buckingham Palace. Like, you sound like goddamn. you sound like a goddamn royal, my boy. Come on, you Spurs.
That's what I said.
Anywho, but I'm a Spurs fan.
Cheerio.
See, yeah, they don't say that, but stop. You're insulting them. So all our fans across the pond, I just want Bud to let y'all know that. Bud, I've been trying to get him into football for a while or whatever. But
oh, I love football. I'm a Jaguar and Gator fan.
No.
And go Hawks. And you know I love my Seahawks.
World football, sir. World football.
Oh, anywho, you mean soccer.
Yes.
Okay,
soccer, yeah. Right. So gotcha. Just for a frame of reference of how American football is so weird, In like world football, soccer, if I take a shitty team, a bad team, and I put them up against the likes of Manchester City or Mohamed Salah.
Oh yeah, on the Jets head coach. That's what's up.
That's why I got switched. That's why I got messed up because I was thinking about the Jets. No, I'm talking about Mohamed Salah from Liverpool. If I take a team like Swansea City and I put them up against Liverpool or Brentford or something like that, I know Liverpool's going to beat them. There's like a 99.9% chance Liverpool's going to beat them, and it's not even going to be close. And if they're really, really bad, like how Charlton Athletic was last year, I know for a fact, like, big teams are going to kill them. American football don't work like that. The Jets beat the Titans this week, which was weird. They shouldn't even been competitive, right? Mm-hmm. And then the Jags, we were, like, literally 1 inch from winning that game. And let me tell you why we're 1 inch from winning that game. When we went for 21 nothing scum, you don't come back from 21 nothing in the NFL. You just don't do it. And we 1 inch, literally, flat family. You can't see it, but like this close, flat family, this close to scoring a touchdown and going out 21 nothing. And
yes, for me I'm not gonna lie, this ain't hindsight. I was like, kick the three,
kick the field goal. Just for the record, kick the field goal, you in a tie. You kick the field goal, you got a tie.
I'm just weird. That's just three more. That's just another possession. I'm weird. I mean, this is a hindsight. I like the family. Yeah, and see, HB can say that. And, you know, most people are fine with the call if you execute. I'm just saying.
I like the call to go for it. I don't like the call of the play.
Yeah. I
give the ball to goddamn James Robinson and let him run the damn touchdown. Yeah,
2-5 is a man. 2-5.
Yeah, give it to Robinson and keep it moving. I'm not with all that, like, cute. I'm not with that cute shit.
I'm here for 16 to run the ball. Do not take him out of the run game. I'm here for the read option. There's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you got to let that thing go. You got to let that thing go. You got to let 2-5. You got to let 2-5 do his thing.
You got to let 2-5 is the, again, I said this last part. 2-5 is by far the best player on this offense, and it's not even close. And that's including Trevor Lawrence. It's not even close.
I think 16 sneaking up on him. I'm here for what you're saying. I'm here for what you're saying. 16 and 2-5, that's a nice 1-2. That's a nice combo. He's going to be all right. He's sneaking up on him. And 2-5 is the best offensive player, yes.
And I'm going to get into some negativity now because starting with the fact that 2-5 is under a pretty good rookie contract.
Mm-hmm.
We basically pay him pennies.
Yes, sir.
In the realm of quarterbacks, 16's under a pretty good rookie contract, right? You feel me? We pay him pennies.
Yes, sir.
Boy, we about to waste these boys. Boy, we about to waste these boys. Now, here's my thing. I think 16, every game he looked better than me. No interceptions this week, by the way.
Every game he gets better.
No interceptions this week.
No interceptions.
So that's good. It's the first game with no interceptions. So I'll take that.
And that's the first, and it's the first game that we came the closest to winning.
And he came out on fire. You take away some of them turnovers in the other games, we might be 2-2 right now. Maybe 3-1, to be honest with you. My thing is though, is this. We can go all the way back to when we was doing the episode about free agency. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I said, boy, they did not build this team. Or to give Bud credit, we can go all the way back when we was doing the Urban Meyer hiring episode, and we was like, why did you not clean house?
Got to. Okay. You removed the headstones, but you didn't take the bodies.
I don't know if your boy Balky is holding in.
I'm going to leave it to coach. I'm going to leave it to coach.
I don't know if Mr. I'm going to leave it to coach is precluding or holding us back from success by putting that old Jaguar toxic juju on us. But my God, it's so many things wrong with this team. Now, I've calmed down a lot.
Maybe you go in for next year's free agency.
Free my ass. Let me tell you something, my boy.
Wait a minute, sir.
You traded. I just don't understand this team. I don't understand this team. I don't understand the makeup. I don't understand how it's built. I don't understand anything. I wanted who for our second pick.
It's year one of a rebuild.
I wanted who for our second pick.
You wanted Mr. Samuels from the University of FSU.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you a question, bud. Much to superfan Steve chagrin, is Mr. Samuels playing some pretty good football in the NFL?
He is on the LA Superchargers playing some good football.
Okay, on the LA Superchargers. And now, based on what he's done for the LA Superchargers, considering he done went up against Tyreek Hill and some of those boys out of KC, and the Chargers done played some games now, mm-hmm. Do you think right now, am I overreaching by saying he would be our number two, if not number one, cornerback right now?
That is a factual statement, I believe.
Factual statement. Right now, do you think Tyrese Campbell is a comparable number two corner in the NFL?
He's going through the motions right now. He's looking like a rookie, unlike Samuels. He is looking. Yes. That's different. Samuels is not looking like a rookie.
So you're
Campbell
telling me
is looking like a rookie through and through. Are you asking me as of right now, what's the better?
As of right now, not
which one
future.
I'd rather have? Samuels right. by a mile.
Right. So you're telling me the kid whose dad was one of the best cornerbacks in the league when he was in the league came into the league polished? Mm-hmm. So I can guess that, but the front office can't. Let me ask you this. How many catches Tim Tebow got this year?
Zero, sir.
Did we not trade? We just traded away our first round pick for Dan Wilson or whatever. And your boy looked pretty good. Now, I ain't going to hate on him. He looked like a decent player. However.
You're talking about Arnold?
Dan Arnold. I'm sorry. My point.
Dan Arnold. He looked pretty good. We haven't had a tight end, bro. He ain't even practiced all week, and he tight end one already.
Well, let me ask you this, my guy.
He tight end one already.
Let me ask you this or whatever. Now, I'm not denying that he looked decent because he did look decent, right? But what I am asking you is this, because we said this on the show. Is he really that good, or what the Jags have had for the last whatever has really been that bad?
I don't know yet. I know he looked good Thursday.
We tend to get really excited over some.
You're right. It's hard. It's hard.
That's how we got Minshew mania.
What they say is hard. Jeff was like, I give Jeff his props. It's hard to be. It's real easy to look good when you're the king of the dipsticks.
Yeah, because I challenge
you. Look so good because you playing on a team full of trash.
Right. Because listen, the Eagles are horrible. And Minshew is not in the damn starting lineup yet. And the Eagles are horrible. Jalen Hurts is not a good quarterback, my guy. He's mobile. He'll probably be a good backup in the league for a while. He reminds me of Josh Dobbs. Literally that same level of quarterback. So, like, I just don't like the front office decisions. And your front office decisions, I can go through each one and pick them all, break down. But we only got an hour show.
It's year one,
right?
And I'm on this pod. I'm always on me and eight, and it's sad because especially with the Jaguars, HB most of the time comes out on the other end being correct on a lot of moves the Jags make. Me personally. I tend to let it all, play itself out. HB off rip, this dude terrible, this dude trash. Me, HB let it play out. And then it plays out, and HB is like, I told you year one it was bad. So like I said, I'm not going to jump down these guys' throat.
I look for it flashes.
It is year one of a rebuild.
Of a rebuild. Right.
And here's, give them time.
Here's my thing. Okay, now, I'm over Herbs. I'm not going to lie to you. However, I've seen coaching flashes with Herbs, I think. But Herbs spent the entire game with his hands on his knees like that black lady meme where she's squinting. So I don't know what he calling or what he not calling.
Hands on my knees, shaking hands on my thigh.
That's what he do the whole game.
Herbs so like, in the game, bro. I love Herb. What I love about Herb so much. I don't think Herb winning is cool for Herb. Herb is like winning is dope. Herb hates losing. You gotta hate losing more than you like winning. And Herb hate it, bro. He feels every loss. Hopefully that could turn into some wins, but I'm still here for Herb. Herb is a new head coach in the NFL. He's figuring it out, bro. I think they're getting a feel for each other, and they're figuring out this year. Like I said, now next year, I ain't with the BS. Next year, it's supposed to be on and popping.
See, let me tell you something, and this is why I get triggered. And I'm saving my trigger for later in the show, because But this is why I get triggered with the Jags. I am 35 years old. I have been a Jaguar fan since I was 8 years old. Okay. The Jaguars was announced in 1994. I was a fan. before they even played the game, when they came out, we got it. We got it. I was watching that with my grandma. Shout out to Annie. God rest her soul. I was watching it with Annie. We sitting in my room looking at a black and white TV, no cap, looking at my little baby black and white TV, sitting there with Annie. She was reading the newspaper, and they came out on the news and said, we got it. We got it. And I was like, what's that? She was like, oh, they were trying to get a football team. I guess they got the football team. And we had a football team. And I was like, yep, that's my football team. Before that, my grandma, not Andy, my biological grandma, she used to root for the San Francisco 49ers. So I rooted for the San Francisco 49ers because my grandma is my favorite person in the world because she bring me boiled peanuts from Mr. Johnson. So.
No, that's right.
So that being said, I switched over. I betrayed my grandma's team for y'all boys. You understand me? I've been in this mud a long time. You understand me? And let me tell y'all boys something. What Bud just said to me, I'm sick of that shit. I'm sick of next year. I'm sick of next year. I'm sick of next year. I'm sick of it. And let me tell you why I'm sick of it. Because every year is next year, bitch.
You should try being a Cubs fan, whore.
I'm a Marlins fan.
Yeah, see, y'all don't even say next year. Cubs, it's on next year.
Yeah, ain't on next year.
Cubs, our saying, we'll get them next year. That's our saying. We'll get them next year.
And see, this is my point. This is my point. This and the baseball season just ended this week.
Thank God. Sweet release of death. Thank you, God.
And Bud's saying that as a Cubs fan.
We beat the Cards on the way out the door. I hate you.
I've been saying, thank God I'm done with this junk all the way since day numero uno. Okay? I am a Marlins fan. It was 7 games in. I was like, well, we're done. We just got swept by the Braves.
Welcome to the 2021 season. There's the first pitch. Boom! And the season's over.
Yes, Bob Uecker style. Straight up. And this is my thing. This is my thing. At what point do the Jaguars, and I feel like they have to do this so they can get better, okay? At what point do the Jaguars understand and proclaim, we are the Marlins. We're not the Cubs. And see, Bud, I agree with you. I'm glad you brought the Cubs up. The Cubs really is next year because the Cubs got money. The Cubs do what they supposed to do front office-wise. And you know what?
Not lately, but I get the concept of what you're saying. I get it. Yes.
You've been a Cubs fan a while, right?
Yes, sir.
Let me take you back to 2001. Okay, Cubs coming off of the Sammy Sosa stuff and all that. And then, you know, Sammy was gone. Maybe it was like 03 or something like that. But early 2000s, Sammy had just left. And blah 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 and all this.
I don't like where this memory going. FYI.
You know what? You know who the Cubs went and got? They went and got Luis Castillo. They went and got Luis Gonzalez or Alex Gonzalez at shortstop from the Marlins, who was a beast. And then they went and got freaking Nomar Garcia Parra.
Nomar.
They went and got Nomar.
Walk your bastards.
Because they wanted to win. Because that's what the Cubs do. You know what the Marlins did that year? Not a god doggone thing. We traded away Miguel Cabrera. We put Dontrell Willis out on assignment. We freaking got rid of Juan Pierre. We freaking got rid of Hesop Choi. We traded Mike Lowe. I can keep going. We got rid of Gabby Sanchez.
Man, that was a good team.
Yes, it was. And we got rid of him. You know why?
Because I think y'all won the World Series. Was that 03 won the World Series?
Yeah. And you know why, bud? You know why?
Did y'all beat us in the NLCS?
Yes. And then we got rid of Josh Beckett. We got rid of all the boys.
Bartman touched that goddamn ball for Moises Alou.
Yeah, but that's not why y'all lost. Y'all lost because y'all couldn't stop us from hitting. However,
get to the damn point.
My point is this. We're the Marlins. We're not the Cubs. The Marlins have been around since 1992. Okay, 91 was when the franchise was awarded. They started playing baseball in 92. We have been to the playoffs twice. We have won the World Series twice or whatever. Three times. Yeah, my bad. Three times. No, wait. Twice, my boy. Wait, the third one. We won.
Y'all beat us last year, remember?
Oh, yes. You're right. We got in the playoffs on the COVID playoffs. So you're right. I didn't count that. My bad. Because it was COVID playoffs. It was expanded. If the playoffs wasn't expanded, we wouldn't have made it in. So I'll give it to us, though, because I'll take it. But look, in the entire existence, the 30-year existence of the Miami Marlins, we made playoffs 3 times. Every other time, we sucked. Every other time, we weren't good. And we weren't competitive. And we didn't have a chance. And it's because of how our team is ran. And that's exactly what the Jaguars are. We needed one damn stop. One. Not two. Not three. Not a turnover. One stop. You stopped the damn in the second half. You stopped
the damn. We would have got that one stop if it weren't for the ragged ass referees that one called out.
I mean, the refs were trash, but you can't lead the games up to the refs. Get a stop.
Yes, sir.
You stopped the Cincinnati Bengals one time. They score every time they touch the ball, y'all. You stopped them one time in the second half.
That second half, they went touchdown, 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 field goal, good night. That's literally how the second half went. It went touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
Without Joe Mixon, by the way, who had a low ankle sprain.
Mixon got hurt. What, that was the last couple of drives? Last drive?
It was the last drive of the first half. So Mixon was hurt. The number two rusher.
I want to say Mixon came back in the game in the third. I think Mixon did his thing in the third. I think it was later, like maybe the fourth, they didn't have Mixon.
I know he played the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah,
you had the number two rusher in the league, not on the field. Number two rusher in the league, not on the field. You couldn't get a stop. That those over the tops to the tight end, Miles Jack got to go.
The linebacker play is horrible. It was horrible.
Texas Toast is back.
He was picking up and he back and he back in form.
anybody see, hold on, wait. All super fan Steve and all you Dewey guys. Anybody seen Dewey this game? Anybody see? But let me, am I tripping or is it the safety's responsibility to cover the overtop? Am I tripping? Because they got us on those 2 touchdowns over the top. Where Dewey was at? It is. Fourth down and one. Matter of fact, we got the ball second and short yardage multiple times.
In hindsight, you kind of wish we would have went for it. Because, like, you get to a point like, our defense can't stop a damn thing. Remember when we kind of midfield? It's like, right. We probably should have went for it.
Hear me out. Or don't run a quarterback option again where you run it with the quarterback. That's a 6'6", 220 pounds frail. Why not give it to number 25, a top 100 player, for 3 yards when he averaging 5 yards a carry? Huh? Why not give it to our 5 yard to carry back? Do you think the Titans next week aren't going to give Derrick Henry the ball when it's 4th and 2?
Bro,
are you kidding me?
I was watching that Titans Jets game. Bro, it was like 4th down and 2. They throwing a sweep to Derrick Henry. Guess what? He got it.
It's Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is a man. That dude is a man.
And just like it's Derrick Henry or whatever, just like it's Derrick Henry, it's freaking James Robinson. They're both top 100 players. Okay? So why in the hell you got your one top 100 player on the field, and you're not giving it to him on a doggone 3rd and 2 or 3rd and 1. Why are we running this re-option quarter? Yeah, it worked the first time. You don't run it 4 times on the goal line when they were trying to make it 21 skunk. They gave the quarterback re-option. Get the ball to, if you watch the replay, y'all, James, he faked the option to James, and everybody go to James, but James still would have plowed in. But then they realized, oh, James ain't got the ball. Or whatever, and then they sweep that round to Trevor, and Trevor's too small to move anybody off the ball. Come on, y'all. One stop, y'all. It's uncalled for the shenanigans with this team every week. This is my thing. Year after year, week after week, game after game, play after play, drive after drive, this team cannot consistently look competent. I don't understand it. We'd have had multiple different coaches, different staffs, different GMs, different owners, and it's still the same damn team. How? the Lions look completely different. The Lions look completely different. Now, are they still losing?
The Jags look completely different these last 2 weeks.
But they still look like same old Jags.
No,
I don't know if it's now, my boy, I don't know if it's
you're firing Brimstone, and that's why I'm here to put things in perspective. Chenault had a hell of a game. Chenault had like 99 yards, bro. Chenault ball. Agnew, oh my God. That's the one. And it sucks that DJ Chark went down. He was kind of starting to come on. That sucks. Agnew. I want Agnew as one of my next men up. He's a playmaker, man. He's making plays, man. Did you remember that catch? That was a hell of a catch. So now you got Jones and Agnew. And you got Jones and Chenault, and I want Agnew. And then you got Johnson from the Chargers.
Right.
And then what, Treadwell, they're trying to figure out. But yeah, that sucked. And let's not forget AJ Cann gone for a while too. So now Milkshake Boy. So now he starting guard.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
I mean, Barch didn't do that bad. I actually think that's an upgrade. AJ Cann was not playing that well.
I didn't want AJ Cann to resign. I was sick of AJ.
That's another bad look on this regime.
That didn't have nothing to do with AJ Cann. That was AJ Cann, was Dave Caldwell. That ain't have nothing to do with them.
They did too have something to do with it. Trent Baalke was part of Dave Caldwell regime.
Trent wasn't the boss. I can't put that. I wanted everybody gone, but I can't put that on Trent. Trent wasn't making the shots. And let's not forget back to get his defense in the second half. Oh my God, where is the pass rush? Where is Josh Allen?
Josh Allen is not elite. Let me say one more time. Josh Allen is not elite.
He seemed good, not great. At best, he good.
I don't know if he's good. He's good when he has somebody with him. He's a good role player. But again, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a pivotal question right now. We talked about the fact that the Jaguars have not re-signed a first-round pick in forever, and Blake didn't count. Mm-hmm. Right now, today, would you re-sign Josh Allen?
Probably not.
Boy, that's bad, boy. CJ gone. You're not going to re-sign Josh Allen.
I damn sure ain't signing Chaseon. Chaseon can go.
Taven can go.
I would resign Josh Allen, but it would be at a deal because I need another edge rusher. But if you're telling me you can either test the market or sign Josh Allen, I'm testing the market.
Right.
Because I need another pass rusher. I need D-line help. D-line needs help. Or I don't give up on Josh Allen. I got it. I'm not talking draft. Not doing it. Nope. So moving on.
I was just going to say, how Malik Jackson not doing look? It. How Calais yeah. Campbell look?
Malik Jackson had a hell of a – Malik Jackson stood out. I saw a couple of plays he made. Calais is still Calais. Calais would look real good on this team right now. Real good.
Calais should have never left the Jaguars once he put his foot in the door and we seen what he was. Yeah. He on the ring. Yeah.
Calais should have retired a Jaguar. I completely agree.
Should have been on the ring. He should have been Arizona Jaguars. He should have been both of their rings. Mm-hmm. I mean that wholeheartedly. Like we allowed. Yeah, no, should have been on the ring.
Calais, in the little time he was here, to me is one of the Jacksonville Jaguars' greatest defensive linemen in team history.
Yep.
So, anything else we need to talk about now that we're kind of dissected the game? Is there anything else we need to get into? Any big stories or anything we need to talk about?
You know, the Jags, boy, y'all boys got off lucky because we were so angry at y'all, but then something happened on Saturday that made us more angry. But before we get to that, we got to address the I guess, 120-pound booty shaking elephant in the room.
Yeah, I done got a little less angry because I came in here hot. I'm gonna see if I can get even more angry. This whole Urban Meyer thing. Urban Meyer caught in the club after the Jaguars lost. He stayed in Ohio, didn't fly back
to see his family. Yeah.
So, saw the grandbabies, went to, I believe, his restaurant or bar, whatever that is in Ohio, and got caught with a young lady dancing on him while he was sitting on the bar. And Herb did get a little handsy. But with all that being said,
come through.
I don't give a damn.
Boy, not only do I not give a damn, but let me tell y'all boys something. Let me tell y'all how, and we ain't even gonna stick on this too long.
Cause it's dumb. This ain't no story.
How dumb this Urban Meyer junk is, y'all. Boy, do y'all realize that Ben Roethlisberger got accused of rape twice? Huh? And he in the league? Huh? Do y'all realize that is Joe Mixon, the guy we just played, beat his girlfriend up when he was in Oklahoma? He in the league.
Y'all Tyreek Hill and his kid.
Come on, man. And y'all
we'll be here all day. And y'all worried about Urban Meyer getting Meyer. Not one time. Not like I said, I will be the first one to tell you. First one. If that lady came out, said she was groped, felt inappropriate, Urban Meyer was a little too much, this, that, and the other, and all that other good stuff, and you see out, fire Urban Meyer today. Today he gotta go. However, what I saw was a young lady dancing on him, and when Urban Meyer got a little handsy, I didn't see a slap hand, a move away. I didn't see anything. So if Shelly Meyer, his wife, don't give a damn, see you on Monday, coach. Simple as that.
Bruh, and that's the simple
answer. That's between him and his old lady. I don't care.
Let me tell
you. I don't care.
If Shelly Meyer don't give a damn, I don't care. Let me tell y'all what else too, Flag family. If Shelly Meyer do give a damn, I don't care. And let me tell y'all boys why I don't care either way. The reason why I don't care either way is because at the end of the day, that is his personal relationship and his personal life. What that got to do with him not being able to get a damn stop in the fourth quarter against Cincinnati Bengals?
But he won't be able to control men. He can't talk to men in the locker room about doing the right thing when he's doing that. How dare he talk to 20 and 30-year-old men about doing the right thing in relationships? How dare he? Y'all getting paid to do a job. I don't give a damn what y'all doing in y'all personal life. As long as you're not hurting people, I do not care. You're getting paid for a job.
I personally don't feel like my coach should be talking to no damn body about
how can he lead men, HB? How can he lead men if he's doing this?
I don't know, because he damn sure couldn't get a stop. So maybe they right. But like, I just don't understand how this became a story. I'm so sick of Jacksonville, like the Jacksonville Jaguars, everything.
Robert Kraft, the media, everybody. Robert Kraft out here getting handies from a salon that was busted. Was it for sex trafficking?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The brothel.
But we out here mad by Urban Meyer getting a raggedy dance on a bar stool. It ain't even like just all up on a raggedy dance.
Yep.
That's what we mad about. All the stuff going on in the world.
That's what we mad about. Jags fans, do better. Okay? Because I know it's not a Flag family. It got to be somebody else.
It got to be. I'm telling you, if you care what Urban Meyer did to that young lady, I need you to go in the mirror and ask yourself, have you ever done something that you weren't proud of?
You mean have I ever danced with a chick at a club while I was in a relationship? I'm not even going to ask myself that dumb shit.
If you can look in the mirror and say, you know what? I hold myself to such a high standard, I would never. Then feel free to judge away. Obviously, you're so perfect, which is awesome. That man was dancing on the young lady, got a little handsy. That's between him. I was like I said, as long as the young lady didn't have a problem. Now the young lady had a problem with Herb getting handsy.
Then we got a problem.
We talking about a whole nother show. Because right. I need Herb fired yesterday. Yesterday.
Right.
But if that young lady didn't care,
then we don't either.
Shelly Meyer don't care. That ain't none of my damn business. Go win a damn game, Herb.
Right.
Go win a damn game.
Speaking of winning a damn game, this week coming to town is the hated, hated bastages, mayonnaise eating bastages. That is the what, bud?
The Tennessee Titans. They were about to call them a team up north, but Herb ain't do it.
Now, I'm not going to spend too much time on this because I feel like this is an opening Chuck case book.
Yeah,
so, but go on, give me your score and your
I don't like giving scores, so I'm
You
I'm
better stressed. Give me a score before I put Shelly Meyer on you.
Give me the blah, 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 blah. Give me Titans 35.
Ooh.
Yeah. Our defense looked horrible. And I think Julio and Brown probably coming back. If they're not coming back, I give us a really good fighter chance. Tennessee offensive line looked like trash. The Jets sacked him about Tannehill about 7 times. But let's just be for real. I think it's gonna be like 35-28. I think the Jaguars gonna play. They're gonna get, especially with all this going on.
At least she gave us 28.
I think with all this going on, I think the Jaguars are gonna play because I think Herb wanna get that win so bad. And real talk, not trying to be funny. I'm gonna hold on to this after this week. Jaguars win. Tennessee dropped to what? 2-3?
Two and three. Yeah.
Ooh, they still in it. Ooh, they still in the division. I mean, that's real.
Yeah, because the Titans gonna win the division. This ain't the world beaters. This ain't
a world beater. If you win this game, you 1-4. Yeah. And Titans 2-3. And the Colts are not Colts not that good. And the Texans ain't winning another game.
So you in it.
The Texans ain't winning the game. Hell, we beating the Texans next time we play. You can book that. Colts ain't that good either.
I'm gonna go with this, man. If AJ Brown and
Julio play,
if Julio and AJ Brown play, all right, this is my prediction. If AJ Brown and Julio don't play, I'm not gonna make a prediction, but I think it'll be a different game. I ain't gonna say we'll win, but I think it'll be a different game. Because Tannehill looked like he was struggling without the boys.
Like I said, 7 sacks. The Jets was on his. The Jets was on them.
Tannehill hold the ball too long, man. Like,
I hate the ball out, bro.
Like, why does Tannehill have a starting quarterback deal? Like, I don't understand. Like, Tannehill's awful. Like, I don't get it. And I know he had a good year. And then remember, I put that stat up in the guys' chat where I was like, damn, Tannehill got better stats than Pat Mahomes. But that don't mean he better than Pat Mahomes.
Tennessee is a tough, as much as I hate them so much.
Yeah, they
are their coach.
They built a certain way, my boy.
Grimy. They built a certain way. Like you said, they built the Tennessee tough. And they run that ball. Derrick Henry is a problem. And with these linebackers, bro, what we doing? I'm over Miles Jack. I'm so over. I'm done with Miles Jack. My Miles Jack thing,
I'm with you when you're right.
I ain't been rocking with Miles since 2017. I'm over Miles Jack. I don't know. I'm sick of that. Miles Jack is a horrible middle linebacker. In the words of HB, give me that green dot.
Give me that green dot. And in honor of Miles Jack, I'm going to assume that Julio and AJ Brown play. So I'm going to go Titans 44, Jaguars 23.
That bad. It ain't gonna be that bad.
I don't want nothing to do with the Tennessee Titans. I understand that I hate them and y'all hate them, but I'm a realist and we ain't got a chance.
You got to fix this defense. Herbal as NW
Vince,
bad.
As Vince McMahon would say, and I think tonight is the night of the draft too, y'all. As Vince McMahon would say, you got no chance.
Herb need that win bad. Because if Herb get that win.
Ben, the Tennessee Titans fan on here, this is my week that I don't say anything because I am very superstitious.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you don't talk during Titans week. I just thought you was having a good show.
No, I actually don't feel – I really don't feel well. I'm borderline in tears over here, but I'm not – I do not say anything. I keep my mouth closed.
Thank you.
Well, you ain't got to say. Yeah, about to say, you ain't got to say.
Producer Brittany for trucking through for us. We appreciate that.
You ain't got to say nothing. Don't add agony to defeat.
Sheesh. I'm not saying. I say nothing. Therefore, I am nothing.
But before we get to the next round of hatred, my guy. What do you think yards for Derrick Henry?
Oh, over 100.
I would say 140 yards for Derrick Henry.
Sound about right.
Yuli Mule handling us.
But I think James Robinson getting 100. I think we're gonna ball. I think we're gonna have a good game. James Robinson gonna like Herb won that W bad. Herb is gonna do any and everything to get this win. And I think the team is too. I think they're gonna give him everything they got, man. I just don't think honestly, we're to the point it's talent. I don't think they got enough talent.
Yeah, they deprived of talent. Funny if they would have had something called, I don't know, free agency or the draft where they could have fixed that. Anywho, let's move on to the Florida State. But play me in. Back for the first time, playing in for the first time in over a year.
I'm not going to play
you. You better play me in.
Bum 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 bum.
Y'all back on the show. You still some racist hoes. What's going on, Florida State? How y'all feel out there? Y'all all right? Back at it again like a midget and a twin. That ain't no kin in an Alabama sin. What's going on, Florida State?
What is happening?
What's going on? Boy, I heard y'all beat the Syracuse Orange. Huh? Y'all been all right for this last year? I heard y'all lost the Deacons. I heard y'all been sneaking and geeking. Huh? I heard White Might ain't right. But sometimes y'all ride around like y'all on a little tight. What's going on, player? Y'all still got that man in red face paint? Listen, baby, we ain't going to keep it short and sweet because we got to get to my team. Who we got to let them have it. But I just want to say I'm proud of y'all boys. I seen y'all eat y'all orange slices and Capri Suns after the game. That's what's up. Y'all boys did y'all thing. Welcome back to the show, baby. Welcome back to the show. Who they got next week, bud?
They got the Tar Heels, sir.
North Carolina Tar Heels.
In Chapel Hill.
In Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill is a beautiful campus. I would never send my daughter there unless she really wanted to go.
Wait a minute. Why you wouldn't send your daughter to UNC?
Long story. I just don't like her being in the middle of Tobacco Road where racism is. And it's called Tobacco Road.
Okay, moving on.
Matter of fact, let's call this the Racist Bowl. All right, so that being said, North Carolina Tar Heels, I'm pretty sure that name's racist too in some kind of way, versus the Florida State need to change our mascot name. But who you got for the first time in over a year picking this team?
Give me the Tar Heels.
Woo, let's go.
Don't like doing scores.
You gotta give me the scores so we can get to this game.
Give me Tar Heels 38, FSU 20.
Yo, check me out. Florida State, I'm going to ride with Bud. I'm going to go 38, but I ain't giving y'all 20. I'm going to give y'all 17. 38-17, Tar Heels. Good luck.
You don't mean that.
I mean it sincerely, wholeheartedly. Good luck. Oh my God. Now let's get to the Florida Gators, our national champions. Never, ever going to happen.
can't even get to Atlanta unless they buy a ticket. First and foremost, the season is over.
It's over.
Thank you, University of Kentucky. Thank you, Emory Jones.
The season is over. Oh, yeah, Emory. I'm placing this at your feet, Playboy. Thank you, Emory Jones. Thank you, University of Kentucky. And thank you, Dan Mullen, for playing Emory Jones. It's over.
Is Emory Jones
a terrible, not a good quarterback? Yes.
Is Emory Jones even a top 10 quarterback in the SEC? Because I'll take Arkansas quarterback over him.
Yeah.
I'll take everybody on Georgia in their quarterback room over him.
No, I'm not taking Stetson Bennett over Emory Jones. I'm sorry.
Didn't he just beat Arkansas? Who started for Georgia this week?
Stetson Bennett.
Shut your ass up lying on Stetson like that. What? Playing on Stetson top like that. What was wrong with you? What?
I didn't watch the game. I was too busy getting a sunburn at a doubleheader baseball game for my son. But I want to say Stetson.
Yeah, and it was. And they blew them boys out. And I thought Arkansas was going to whip them. And they blew them boys out. So, yeah, I don't even know if Emory Jones is better than 10 quarterbacks in the SEC. I don't even know if Emory Jones would start on South Florida. The South Florida quarterback looked
better. Yes, he would start on South Florida and be really good. He just is not. He's not a University of Florida caliber quarterback. He can't throw down the field, bro. It's bad. And you can see it. We just went a lot. That's all Kentucky did. Kentucky, like, we're going to load this box and let's go.
I'm sick of Mullen. He got to go.
Beat me deep.
I'm sick of Mullen. He got to go.
And let's go.
I'm sick of Mullen. He got to go.
Oh, my God. You sound ridiculous.
I'm sick of Mullen. He got to go.
You sound ridiculous. I'm sick of
Mullen and he got to go is because I can't deal with this no more. Every year, we one win away from actually making the playoffs. Since the inception of the college football playoffs, the Gators have not been a part of it. That's unacceptable.
This wasn't the year for that, bro. Last year was the year for that.
No, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable all the way around. It don't matter if it's – next year, going to be the same thing. Next year, he's going to lose to Arkansas or Missouri. He's going to do it again. He do it every year. I'm over it. Is Mullen a bad coach? No. But I – represent the old boys of Florida, and we are a top five program, and we're not playing like one. I'm straight. I'm good.
The only thing Mullen is not doing is recruiting at a high level. Once Mullen start getting them five stars in there, I want to see.
But is he gonna get five stars in there?
I would like to think.
I don't think Dan can recruit.
I think when we finally get our facilities in order, we'll be all right. But you know, you got some people who graduated from the University of Florida who rather build damn libraries and whatnot instead of dealing with the facilities. You got some people out there in the world who does that. And now that we're finally getting our facilities on par, I think we'll be all right.
Don't blame me because every time they call me from that Gainesville 352 number, I hang up in their face. Y'all ain't want to get my transcripts. When Baptist wanted my transcripts, I'm gonna be y'all face.
What about the new science department library or something like that?
That's nice. I hope y'all boys do y'all thing. But I guess what? Guess what? Y'all ain't gonna be able to build it because we're gonna be paying Mullen. Fire Dan.
No, that's horrible.
Fire Dan, bro. Give me a coach who can win the little games. It's Kentucky. Kentucky not even good. They probably gonna lose
that. Come through AD.
That's my problem. We lost to a team that's going to lose to Tennessee.
The biggest problem. My biggest problem with Florida losing to Kentucky. First off, it's a bad loss. You should have won. That is so bad. Literally, the Kentucky game. Kentucky scored on their own. Okay, cool. They drew on and got that one. Blocked field goal score. I don't know if this is in order. Blocked field goal score. Emory threw a pick in horrible territory. You take away Emory mess up, and you take away the block field goal, Gators win 13-7. Kentucky quarterback completed seven passes. Seven passes.
You know what's funny?
Them in everything, stat-wise, except, well, definitely not turnovers. No. Tired of turnovers. We got to pick.
You know what's so funny about that, though? Emory and the Gators lost to a quarterback that's not better than Emory. One of the one quarterbacks in the SEC he's better than, he lost to. I'm all the way straight on this team. I'm all the way straight. Put AR-15 in, let him run out the rest of the season so we'd be 9-3.
What? He don't know all the protections yet, HB.
I don't give a damn about a protection, or erection, a resurrection. I don't care about none of that. I want to win the damn game.
He's not in protections.
He has to hope for that.
He has to put the team in good positions.
They had a hope for that. You know what's a good position? A 72-yard touchdown run. That's a good position.
You mean the AR can do?
Do you know what's a good position? Being able to score in the goal line, which I've seen Emory fail at four times this season.
He can't. He is a not good. He is not a good thrower of the football.
I'm over it.
He can't throw the deep ball. He cannot throw the deep ball. Kentucky literally sat back, loaded the box, and when he did make an attempt, picked you off, gotcha. Emory Jones is not a Florida caliber quarterback.
Dan
Mullen, I'm telling you right now, because let me tell you a little secret, boys and girls. If you cannot beat Kentucky in Kentucky, you cannot beat LSU in LSU. We have a better chance because the LSU game is at 12 o'clock. If it was at night, you can kiss the baby. We have a small chance. If 15 was starting, I would go ahead and say it's a wrap. We got it. But with 5 starting, I don't even know no more. You're going to beat Vandy for homecoming. Yeah, that's nice. But I'm telling you, LSU is a team full of 5 stars who are –
let me tell you about it, JoJo.
Eddie O, not that stupid. The book is officially out. I'm going to load the box, and I'm going to dare you to throw the ball to beat me, Emory. And player to player, pimp to pimp, he ain't got it. And like I said, my whole thing with Dan was, if you at least play AR like you did at the beginning of the season, we probably won. We probably would have won. Even if you would have did that, Emory AR. You went, AR got 6, he got 6 times he had the ball, I think. Was it 6 times in the game? No, he had 6 possessions, give or take, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Did not see the second half.
That don't even make sense.
What are we doing?
Well, that one play that he was in for the second half could have been the one that won the game. I just want to point that out.
He was in there far and in between. Like I said, maybe he got in the second half. I don't remember. And I'll be damned if I'm going back to watch that damn game. I know he wasn't in the game enough. I know this much. He is electrifying. If you at the very least go back to Emory 15. Is better than what we got right now. Emory 15, we beat Kentucky. Because 15 scored a touchdown on the drive.
He's going to score. He's going to score.
History shows me 15 will score a touchdown. History shows me our best wide receiver on our team is Jacob Copeland. And you actually see Jacob Copeland with 15. Because Jacob Copeland is a deep threat. And Emory can't throw the ball deep. I hate this team.
Bruh, that's why I say you can say what you want. Y'all can say what y'all want. Y'all can say I'm overreacting.
I hate this.
Dan Mullen is sitting there with the number one overall pick. Eventually, is he going to be number one overall pick? He's on your bench, and you need the score to win the game.
You got
to
stop doing this. He can't win games. Emory is a red shirt junior. Emory not going to the damn league.
Man.
Where is he supposed to go? You got to Felipe him. You got to Felipe. You got to be like at the end of this season, where you want to go, Emory? I help you go wherever you want to go. Where do you want to go?
Because it's not happening.
Emory on Missouri, give people hell. Emory on Kentucky, nice little run. Emory at Florida, ain't it? Emory, where you want to go? Emory on Florida State, not bad.
Hey, man, you got your degree, though, so I'm happy for you.
Yeah, but you can't. I will help you go to wherever you want to go. Emory, you can't stay here.
And you know what, Emory? You can go anywhere. I don't care where you go. Yeah. I don't care. I'm not even going to block you. You can go to Georgia for all I care. You can go. Because if you go anywhere in the SEC, that help us. You ain't winning. So it's fine. That being said, bud, who we got this week?
We got Vandy for homecoming.
And the Key Jigglers. How much you got us beating them by?
A lot.
You know what? I'm going to allow that. I don't even want no score.
I mean, me and HB, we're honestly, we're going to be for real with y'all. We not even finna dignify this.
Yeah.
Because we're not finna hype it up. We're not finna dignify it. Y'all playing Vandy. Emory gonna look better. And I'm not, but me and HB, we're not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. Vandy nope. don't count.
Vandy don't do count. Not count.
We're not giving you Vandy. We will give you a score and give you an evaluation when y'all actually play a real SEC school, when y'all play LSU. We're not right. counting Vandy. And nothing Emory does versus Vandy
matters.
Matter. Nothing yeah, matters.
It doesn't matter. Because it doesn't matter.
Vandy. It doesn't matter. Do it against LSU.
And then finally,
do it against Georgia.
And then I was just about to say, finally, let's get to the third team that we talk about now because they earned it and they definitely earned it this week. I was dead ass wrong about Pig. Sweet. The first time I ever rooted for Arkansas in my life was this week. And boy, 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 they let me down. Arkansas was not for real. That means A&M is not for real. But, Georgia handled them boys. I think it was 48-0.
Georgia is a problem. And Georgia is going to beat Florida to the white meat.
Yeah, Georgia play this week, bud.
I think they do. I am not sure.
Are you picking against them?
Hell no. I don't give a damn who Georgia playing. I ain't picking against Georgia.
I ain't picking against Georgia either. Give me Georgia.
Thank
give
you.
Give me Georgia in a landslide.
I don't care who they playing.
Yeah, give me Georgia in a landslide. I don't care who they playing. I'm with you when you're right.
Georgia is a killing machine.
A killing machine.
And
yeah.
the only way that Florida at this point, because I didn't even only way Florida can save their season.
Oh, they play Kentucky this week. I think they play Kentucky.
No. Kentucky plays LSU. This bad at Kentucky. I love that this our show. This is why I hate Kentucky. This is why the Kentucky loss is so bad. Kentucky play LSU in Kentucky. Right. HB, who won? HB, who won in that game?
LSU by 20.
LSU was. I got LSU. I think LSU was going to win that game. By I don't 20. Think. Kentucky, my problem is I don't think Kentucky is good. I could definitely be proven wrong. I don't think Kentucky is good. Do you know who Kentucky got after LSU?
They got Georgia.
What you think going to happen that game?
I feel like Georgia by 30.
And you know what? After that game, you know who Kentucky got? Watch
who they got?
They got Mississippi State in Mississippi State. Who do you think is going to win that game?
Tight game, but give me Mississippi State.
Thank you. That is my issue. That is my issue. If I am betting, I am not. And it's no knock on Kentucky. My thing is Kentucky, I saw y'all play, and I'm not impressed. I'm just not impressed. Like, when Alabama played us, I was like, all right, Alabama, you got it, big dog. That, when you see Alabama,
yeah,
Alabama's going to be fine. When Kentucky played us, it wasn't that. Man, y'all, when Kentucky beat us in the swamp that year, I was like, man, y'all better look out for Kentucky because that's a good Kentucky team.
Not this team.
This Kentucky team is ass.
Yeah, not this
team. This Kentucky team is ass.
Yeah. This team.
And that's my issue. This team is not good. And that's my issue, Dan. This is a horrible loss. This might be Dan Mullen's worst. I'm calling it. This Dan Mullen worst loss. Oh, what about LSU throwing the shoe? No. Stupid-ass Marco don't throw the shoe. You win that game. Yeah. I think Dan Mullen was extremely arrogant last year by thinking you didn't need Pitts to play that game.
Right.
Pitts could have played. I think Dan Mullen was very arrogant. Hell, I think Dan Mullen was arrogant this damn game. He's like, well, Kentucky can't move the ball. We'll be all right. Instead, right. when it was a minute and 50 seconds on the clock, three timeouts, you're like, nah, I ain't going to risk it with Emory. Emory, a red shirt junior.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't trust him enough with three timeouts to get a field goal before halftime with the other team getting the ball. That's all I need to know, Dan. That's all you need to know about Emory right there. That's all you need to know about Emory right there.
That's all you need to know.
Emory,
sad. I ain't trying to, I don't wish ill will. I don't career end or anything like that. If Emory gets injured or hurt during the Kentucky game, hell, we win that game. I think we AR-15 come in and win that game.
But that's just on like Mullen, though. He got to like, know you got to put AR-15 in to win just the game,
like when just like when Felipe got hurt. Trask came in and won that game. Yeah. We should have known the jig was up on Emory. We should have known the jig was up on Emory when Felipe got hurt.
And he didn't come in. Yep. Trask the jig was up. The jig was up.
Okay, you put in the 3-star over the four-star.
Yep. I was just about to say that don't make no sense. And I just did some research. Georgia's playing Auburn.
That's gonna be a good
the oldest rivalry in the South.
Shout out to Bo Nix. Me and HB get on you all the time. Trash. We can't stand you, Bo Nix. But see, me and HB, if we're a lot of things, you can say what y'all want about us. I know you might hate to hear the super fan. Me and HB, we fair.
Yeah.
And I know you think we flipping and flopping. We just call it like we see it. Bo Nix, most of the time, you are ass.
Super ass.
Bo Nix, you went into Death Valley and won.
Did your thing.
Shout out Bo Nix.
Did your thing, Bo.
We here for the praise. When you need the praise, we're gonna give you the praise. Hey, when you ask, we're gonna tell you ask.
You know what? I'm more than open to you doing it again this week.
Oh my god, please, Bo Nix, which I don't like. George is gonna kill you, Bo Nix. But
I'm with you when you're right. I'm with you when you're right.
I hope I'm wrong. Isn't it Athens or is it in Auburn?
It's in Athens, I believe.
Yeah, George is gonna That's not gonna be pretty.
Yeah, I believe it's in Athens. I believe it's in Athens.
That's not gonna be pretty. Moving on.
Hopefully Bo Nix can do his thing. Well, that's it, man. You got shout outs.
Shout it out now. G's Rock. G's Rock from the Philippines still be showing love.
He really
always gotta show love to my boy TY. Thanks for the love. And everybody, FOTP family, thank y'all so much. We're back because y'all told us to get our act together, and we're back.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that made us get our act together. Douglas asked me about the pod today. So, Douglas, here you go. There you go, your pod, my boy. So, there you go. And then who else that I want to shout out? I think that's it, man. This show is called Flag on the Play, where we throw flags on those who are violating the game.
Hey,
yo, Motorhead with the Triple H, the game intro is one of the greatest wrestling intros of all the time. Straight up. Ain't no cap on that. That's fact. So worked really hard to get this person in to toss this coin, you know what I'm saying? They flew all the way in from Ohio because it was just rough out there. And she was going through it, and we gave her
vests. Where are we going with this?
We had to check on her to make sure that she wasn't inappropriately touched. But the young lady that was dancing with Urban Meyer, thank you very much, ma'am. We're going to keep your name secret so you don't have to be harassed anymore than you already were. I just want to say that not to have any ass at all, you was throwing that thing in a circle.
Throw that ass in a circle.
So yeah, we did our thing with that, and the greatness of you tossing that coin for us, similar to how you toss Urban Meyer salad.
Man, get to the point, man. As all, sorry, FOTP family. Per usual, it's going off the rails. The longer we do the pod, it go off the rails. Get to the point.
Herb had a salad on the table and she kind of tossed it when she was dancing. But that's what I mean. You guys have bad, dirty minds. That being said, though, she tossed the coin up. Tails, it always prevails. And I pass it to Bud because I defer.
Oh my God, what a segue. Talking about tails. Keep your hands to yourself, Herb. My flag is on Dan Orlovsky. Really, dude? Really? Just the sanctimoniousness of how can he lead them? I wouldn't want to play under him. How can he lead men? Don't shut up. You ran out of the back of the damn end zone. That's
you did run out of the back of the end zone, Dad.
That's the damn stuff I'm worried about. That's the stuff I have an issue with. Urban Meyer doing, like I said, what Urban Meyer did is between him and Shelley. I don't give a damn. That ain't got nothing to do with me. But for you and oh my God, and then what? Oh my God, for y'all to just sit up there and be like, oh, ESPN, do better. ESPN, God, ESPN, y'all horrible. Y'all used to be so good. Damn, ESPN is so bad. Flag, another flag, ESPN. What has happened to y'all? ESPN is ass. Other than the games being played themselves, y'all talking heads are horrible, ESPN.
Horrendous.
Horrible. All y'all shows suck. Y'all shows used to be so good. Y'all shows are terrible, ESPN. My God. So Dan Orlovsky for being so over the top with Urban Meyer, that's a flag. And then ESPN being a sucky show, that's my another flag. Another flag, Dan Mullen. Flag on you, Dan. The coaching job you're doing, how you are handling these quarterbacks is terrible, Dan. At the very least, Dan, you got to give us a healthy mix of Emory. Like I said, you got to at least give us a healthy mix of Emory and AR 15. You got to, Dan. You got to. Emory, he ain't the guy, Dan. He ain't got it. I ain't even going to throw no fat flag on Emory. Hell, it ain't Emory's fault. Hell, you want me to do?
Yeah.
I ain't do nothing. Emory ain't starting itself.
Yeah, shouldn't be in the game.
Emory not starting itself. I can't get mad at Emory. Like I said, you can ask, if you give how good our defense is playing, at the very least, if you give us a healthy dose of Emory and AR-15, we maybe have a snowball chance in hell to run the table. Snowball. Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe. If you give us more AR, you have a chance. With this defense playing pretty good, you have a chance to run the table. But let's see. Let's see. Let's see if Dan too prideful. And they ask Dan, do you trust Emory to throw the ball down the field? Yeah, I trust Emory. Cap. I just want me and HB say all the time, the one good thing about football is the ultimate experiment. You can see it.
You can see HB, it with your own eyes.
HB tell me, oh, this team better than this team, and they going to prove it this weekend. All right, they going to play. It's simple.
That's how it goes. Play.
You trust Emory can throw the ball down the field? The lie detector tells, that's a lie. Minute and 50 seconds, three timeouts, you take it to the locker room. Redshirt quarterback. Redshirt junior. Man, it's on you, HB. I'm so sick. I'm sick.
I don't know what to say about the game.
And but I ain't even mad at the Jaguars, because you know what the Jaguars are? At least they consistent.
Consistently bad.
At least they consistent.
Speaking of consistency,
you ruined my weekend.
Yeah, as usual.
Y'all ruined my weekend.
Per the usual.
Those my flags.
Speaking of consistency, my first flag is on the referees from the Bengals Jaguars games. What the hell was that?
Did you see how Joe Burrow didn't even get in the end zone?
Then you got the score. Y'all said he wasn't in. Thank you, bro.
My God. Y'all horrible.
Y'all boys was horrible. It's a $14 billion company, and we leaving it up to that, y'all. Senior citizens calling the game. $14 billion. Y'all got senior citizens calling the game. So that's the first flag. My next flag is on my Miami Marlins. Boy, if you don't get your whole ass, Derek Jeter, out away from my team. I am so tired of this foolishness. How y'all go from COVID playoffs to we can't even, bro, we lost so many games this year that I stopped watching. And usually I stopped watching around July. Like the 4th of July game is like my last game. I stopped watching in June because we were so bad. I have not watched the Miami Marlins game in full since before my birthday. That's horrendous. That's horrendous, okay? That's horrendous. That's horrendous. That being said, yeah, man. One more flag before we get on out of here. The media everybody, all media, Jacksonville media, ESPN, Air media, that wants to say Urban Meyer is whatever because it is stupid behind video, and Ben Roethlisberger, or should I say Rapistberger, is in the league. Boy, if you don't get your whole ass.
But they can follow Ben. Man, Pittsburgh Steelers can, but you can't follow Herb after this, but they can follow Ben.
You know, Ben Roethlisberger been in the league for almost 18 years. Mm-hmm. If this, I think this is his 18th season. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. 18 years, 2 rape charges.
He beat him. He beat him. He beat those charges. Okay.
Good for you. Good for you, my guy.
But two times.
Good one time Lord. Is something. Two times.
Good Lord,
man. Listen, you know what's not gonna happen two times? Us coming back on this show talk about this foolishness. It better be better next week. That go for the Jags, the Gators. That go for Tottenham.
Well, we got the guaranteed win with from the Gators, which is we don't even count that. Jaguars, ooh child. But we're going to end the show on this. It's blood week this week, HB.
Oh, yeah.
I want it in blood Thursday night, HB.
I'm with you when you're right.
I want it in blood. Speaking of cheating, Urban Meyer, our cheat teams, Seattle and the Rams play each other Thursday night football.
And I'm coming off of L. So,
it
was a bad L. Yeah.
Arizona is not effing off.
Yeah, it was a bad L. Kyler Murray is kind of unstoppable right now.
Kyler Murray is a problem.
Yeah, he's like a video game character.
Yes, sir.
It makes that whole, like, getting rid of Josh Rosen, drafting Kyler Murray thing look kind of smart.
But you want to hear what's crazy? How the Jaguars kind of kept him in check better. Jaguars kept him better check than the Rams did.
Still lost.
Football is crazy. Football is a crazy sport, bro. Football makes no sense. The Jets beat the Titans. Football makes no sense.
Yeah.
No sense.
And Zach Wilson is horrible. And they still won.
Zach Wilson balled that second half, bro.
Yeah, he was dropping shit.
That's what we said to you. That you was on point. You was like, this dude trash. That second half, he got on social media. HB said, what?
He got on the thread at halftime.
He went off second half.
Well, hopefully Tannehill looked like he did last week, and we got AJ Green.
Seven sacks.
AJ Brown and them boys out, and then we look. And let's I wouldn't mind getting 3 sacks by Josh Allen this week. Three sacks Jets, to do me.
Jet schemed up 7.
Well, there we go. That's a lucky number. Let's get on out of here, man. As we say all the time, we Duval.
Till we die.